Sadiq Bey with a heck of a shot to beat the Golden State Warriors at their house, send them home. Fantastic shot from Sadiq, won them the game. That was an absolutely crazy game. I can't wait to talk about it. We're going to get into it in today's episode of the Locked On Pistons podcast.
You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's the deal? Welcome back to another episode of the Locked On Pistons podcast. Per usual, I'm your host, Kuka Hill. You can find me over on Twitter at Kuka Hill. I want to thank you guys for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. And if you haven't already, head to the YouTube channel at Locked On Pistons, hit that subscribe button, or leave us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you are listening to this on. That's another great way to support the podcast. What a game, man. What an absolute game. The Pistons, after dominating, maybe not say dominate, but controlling for sure, controlling the game, damn near the entire game, the Warriors come back in the fourth with a few runs. Klay Thompson hits an absolutely wild, really beautiful shot, to be honest. They hit all in that. It was beautiful. But hits a shot to tie the game with 1 second left. Pistons come out, run a play for Bojan Bogdanović going to the corner. That wasn't open. I thought as soon as they closed that one off, I thought, yep, we're going to OT here. Killian hits Sadiq Bey. Sadiq Bey's forced to just throw up a shot, fadeaway shot, falling to the ground, and he hits it. Sends Golden State back to the locker room with an L. What a crazy shot, man. And look, we're going to get into the intricacies of the game, but I just want to say this. Sadiq Bey, in the post-game interview, I believe it was Killian and some other players started pouring water on him, and they were celebrating, smiling. The guys were jumping all around. And look, we just talked about in the last podcast how they've been losing, but the way they've been losing has made it such a tough watch for everybody and why people are starting to lose interest in the team. This kind of win and seeing these guys that happy after a win, being able to celebrate. When was the last time we saw them in a post-game interview do one of the little throw water on each other after some guy has a super hot game or someone hits a game winner or comes clutch in the fourth? Like when was the last time we saw them do that? I feel like it's been years. I feel like I haven't seen it forever. So to see them be able to do that after the game, I know it's not nothing with the game, but I feel like a lot of us can appreciate that because, look, it has been tough to watch for a while. It's a lot of tough losses, but to see this kind of win and then to see them be able to celebrate like that and all of us celebrate together, really, everyone was celebrating that win, to see it, you know, them you know, throw water on Sadiq and laugh and smile and all that stuff. It's great to see. I think the fan base, the team, the players, the coaching staff, but the fan base, again, really needed that. So that was a fantastic moment and a fantastic shot from Sadiq Bey. I kind of want to stay with Sadiq for the first segment. So the Pistons decided to close, or Dwayne Casey decided to close this game with Sadiq Bey over Jaden Ivey. Now, I thought Jaden Ivey actually was playing a fine game leading up to the final quarter, but then in the final quarter, he had some very questionable shots. And I guess that was enough to pull him and not close with him. They closed with Sadiq Bey instead. And I mean, I don't know if it was Sadiq they chose over him or Alec Burks. Both those guys close. Whichever one you want to pick, they closed with them over Jaden Ivey. I tweeted this out. I don't know if I would have sat Jaden Ivey, but I also don't think in this game it mattered that much because, you know, Ivy was struggling to shoot the ball, and Sadiq was having an okay night too. And Alec Burks was playing really well too. So in this game, I don't know if it really mattered that much. So I wasn't going to spaz too much about it. But Sadiq, I really love how Sadiq responded at the end of this game. So on the Klay Thompson three that tied the game, Klay Thompson ended up hitting a fadeaway three from the right wing. The play that the Warriors drew up, they were inbounding ball from the left base or left sideline of their and on their side of the court. I forget who was on the inbounds, but they throw a cross court pass. I'm sure you guys have seen this play a lot. They ran this play. If you guys remember the last shot that Steph took against the Raptors in game 6 of the finals a few years ago, when they threw it cross court and they had Draymond set a screen for Steph coming around the left wing. He wrapped all the way around to the right wing. He set an off-ball screen, and then Steph caught and shot it. They did the exact same play here. I believe it was Anthony Lamb, who caught the ball with Killian Hayes on him over in the right corner. Clay came from the left wing, looped all the way around the top of the key, came off a screen from Kevon Looney, and caught the ball on the right wing, a little bit deep out, fade away, cushed it. Absolutely, it was a beautiful shot. I don't think anyone can take that from Clay. That was a pretty nice shot. But Sadiq got caught ball watching. Clay was able to get so open because Sadiq got caught ball watching and Clay was able to get separation from him when running around the top of the key. Then Sadiq had to fight over the top of the screen. And then also Isaiah Stewart wasn't high enough on the other side of the screen. So both of them messed up, even though I think it would have been more avoidable if Sadiq wasn't caught ball watching and lost track of Clay. Now, obviously, Sadiq came down and absolutely made up for it and redeemed himself, because that, I'm sure all the Pistons fans were like, oh, here we go, LAC all over again, Clippers game all over again. They're going to lose this game. They're going to throw this game away, blah, blah. And not only do I love the fact that Sadiq obviously hit the shot and the happiness that everyone had after the game and you know, seeing the team celebrate, I absolutely love the fact, and this is something I feel like Sadiq's been very, like, for all you can criticize Sadiq with a lot of stuff, but something I feel like he's been very consistent with throughout his career, he takes ownership and he is very tough on himself. He's probably his biggest critique. And in the post-game interview with Johnny Cain, the first thing he said, I had to make up for that because I lost track of Clay. I messed up on that final defensive possession. And I really love the fact that he owns up to that immediately in a post-game interview. He didn't have to do that. He could have just talked about his shot, could have just avoided that and act like that didn't happen. But me personally, and maybe that doesn't matter to other people, but I love the fact that he took ownership and kind of just put it out in front street. Look, I messed up on that defensive play. I can't let that happen. But I came back down the offensive end and knew I had to get my teammates back because I let them down on the other end, and I did that. And I love that. I absolutely love that from him. He had a fine game. He wasn't the most efficient night, 6 of 17. He had 17 points. He did shoot 4 of 10 from beyond the arc. He hit 4 of his threes. And he's been shooting the ball from beyond the arc much better as of late. Now, I want to see him continue to do it because they desperately need him to hit his outside shot. And he's been doing it lately. And 10 attempts in a game. And remember, last year when we used to talk about Sadiq, I'd say that more of his shot attempts have to come from beyond the arc. He needs to get more shots up from beyond the arc, and he needs to make his threes. And since December 1st, now before this game, it'll go up a little bit, but before this game, he was shooting 38% on 5 attempts a game off the bench, obviously, since December 1st. So, and that's 17 games, too. He's starting to shoot the ball a little bit better from beyond the arc. He's still, you know, struggling in other areas, but beyond the arc, as long as he gets that to come around, I think he'll be all right. But yeah, man, just a great shot from Sadiq. I loved his post-game interview. Absolutely just all-around fantastic game for the Detroit Pistons. We'll get into the game more about how much better the ball movement looked in this game. Is that a coincidence with Killian Hayes' return? And then also Bojan Bogdanović had probably his best closing minutes of the year. And I was on Twitter spazzing because I thought they were going to go to the Bojan show, and they did go to the Bojan show. But Bojan actually this time, I think probably for the first time all year, actually made almost not every play, but damn near the right play every play down the stretch. And that was really good to see. Jalen Duren had a career game. We're going to talk about all that happened within this game. This was really, really good game against the Golden State Warriors team that has been like on a 60-win pace, I believe, at home. So like that wasn't some easy game. At home, Golden State looks like the defending champions. Now on the road is a little different story, but at home, they're tough to beat. And the Pistons just walked in and beat them. That's a really quality win for the Detroit Pistons. So we'll talk about everything else that happened within this game when we come back. But first, I got to tell you guys about one of our sponsors, Built Bar. Looking for a delicious treat? Don't want all of the fat and calories? Then you gotta try a Built Bar. We just got through the holidays, and I know my goal is to eat a little healthier this year. If you're like me where you want to eat healthier but don't want to compromise taste, then man, I've got the thing for you. You gotta try Built. With Built, healthy is actually tasty. Seriously, they're so delicious, you won't think they're good for you, but they are. Perfect for your New Year's resolutions. What makes Built Bar so good? Well, for starters, they're covered in 100% real chocolate. That's right, 100% real chocolate. And they come in unbelievable flavors like churro, peanut butter brownie, which is personally my favorite, and coconut almond. I'm not sure how Built does it, but these bars taste like a candy bar while maintaining amazing calories. Only 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar with a whopping 17 grams of protein. Incredibly healthy for you. Now you don't need to wait around to get a box. For years, we've been talking about ordering your Built bars at Built.com, but now you can get them at your local Walmart or Sam's Club. That's right. Head to your nearest Walmart today, walk to the pharmacy section, and grab yourself a box of Built bars. You can pick up a 4 box of cookies and cream, double chocolate, and coconut puffs. I really like the cookies and cream flavor. If you're close to a Sam's Club, run in and grab a 13-bar box with our hit flavors, brownie batter and churro. You can thank me later. Again, if you want to check out Built Bar, you can go on their site. Or now, again, you can go to Walmart or Sam's Club to taste one of the most healthy and tastiest protein bars out there. That's Built Bar. So I want to thank you guys again for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. If you haven't already, head to the YouTube channel at Locked On Pistons, hit that subscribe button, or leave us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you are listening to this on. That's another great way to support the podcast. So we talked about Sadiq in that first segment, how big of a win this was. But there was a lot of contributors to this win for the Detroit Pistons. Obviously, Bojan Bogdanović, and that's where I want to start with first. He had 29 points. He was 10 of 15 from the field, 5 of 6 from deep. He was on an absolute burner. He had 5 assists. I believe at least 3 of those came at the end of the game. And the Pistons, and we'll get into this more later, but the Pistons played with incredible ball movement in this game, and they also did not turn the ball over a lot at all. And it was not a coincidence this happened with Killian Hayes coming back to the lineup. We'll talk about that later. But when we got to the end of the fourth quarter, it looked like they were about to start going back to Bojan show. The clutch Bojan, go to him and just let him determine our fate. And they did do that. And I immediately went to Twitter and I was going crazy. I was like, bro, they had played such a fantastic game, moving the ball, running their offense, sharing the basketball for the whole game. And now for the final 4 minutes, we're about to get Bojan show again. And it's about to be terrible. And the very first possession they did it, they got a rebound. Killian was clapping for the ball to try to run the offense. Bojan waves him off and then ran down the shot clock to 6 seconds. Then damn near turned the ball over. It was a very, very ugly possession. So I was like, oh my God, they're going to lose this game. They're going to lose this game because of this. They do this every time. And we've seen it. How many losses the Pistons have? 30? Probably like 25 of these losses. We've seen that. So it's not nothing new. This has happened all year. But for the first time, I think, all year, Bojan actually played well as the Bojan show and made the right decision majority of the time. The next few possessions, he had a driving kick to Alec Burks in the right corner. Fantastic read. Other games, he would just shot the ball and force something up. Nope. He found Burks in the corner. Burks hit a 3. Then he came down and found Sadiq Bey on a behind-the-back pass 3 at the left wing. Sadiq Bey hit a 3. And then he found somebody underneath for a bucket. Another great look from Bojan Bogdanović. So I want to give Bojan credit because we've been incredibly critical of him throughout the year when it comes to the late fourth quarter offense. And it was deservedly so. And it probably will continue to be critiqued in the future because they shouldn't be going to just ISO ball at the end of the game anyways. This was, you know, it's kind of like a backhanded compliment. I know what it sounds like. But look, a lot of it was bad process. You don't really want – again, I'm going to stay in the camp of you don't want to go ISO-heavy offense with this roster down the stretch. But this game, it worked. This game, it worked. And Bojan played really well doing it, so he deserves a ton of credit for it because he did. He played really, really well down the stretch, and he was a big-time reason why the Pistons won. Obviously, he had 29 points, but specifically late in the game, he played much better than he had been in other games throughout the year. Now let's go over to Killian Hayes, who made his return to the Pistons lineup after missing three games due to the suspension with his little scuffle and punch shove, whatever you want to call it, to Moritz Wagner. He struggled shooting the ball. He was a little rusty shooting the ball. He shot 3 of 12, taking the same shots he usually does. A lot of them were short. So I'm chucking that up to rust. He got good looks. A lot of the shots were short. So I think he just is, after 3 games, he was a little rusty. He'll look better shooting the ball wise. Next game. He did hit a big three, though, in the fourth quarter for the Pistons to extend their lead to 4, I believe, with like 2 minutes left. Really big shot. But screw the shot making. The shot making is going to come back next game, or, you know, he's going to get that going. He got the looks he was getting just short. He had 13 assists. 13 assists. Guess how many turnovers he had? He had 0 turnovers. 0 turnovers to 13 assists. That's poetry. That's surgical out there. He was watching Killian Hayes run an offense is so beautiful because he knows where he wants to go. He knows how what the play, like, he doesn't mess up a play. He doesn't know what they're running out there. No, he knows exactly where everyone's going to be. And in this game, in a game where Jalen Duren had his career game, it was in large part due to Killian Hayes, who had found him, I believe, on at least 4 or 5 alley-oops. And that was something we have talked about on sparingly on the podcast, but we hadn't seen a lot of oops to Duren, and we thought that would be something we'd see a lot of, especially with Killian Hayes, who played a lot with, you know, liked to throw lobs a lot his rookie year and overseas were ULM. So we hadn't seen that a lot, but in this game, it looked like they finally got some chemistry going, and Killian found him 4 or 5 times. And that led to Jalen Duren having his best night of the season, 18 points, 11 rebounds. Played really well. 8 of 8 from the floor. Didn't miss a single shot, Jalen Duren. And that was due to Killian Hayes. A lot of it due to Killian Hayes. And the Pistons ended this game with 29 assists as a team to only 8 turnovers. Again, big time to Killian Hayes. Look, the offense just looks so much better when Killian Hayes is running the offense and he's out on the court, because you actually get into the offense. You actually see stuff get ran. You actually see the ball swing from one side of the court to the other. You weren't seeing that during the 3 games that he was gone. And as soon as he came back, you saw it. You saw it instantly. It was noticeable from the get-go. And look, again, he didn't shoot well from the floor tonight. I liked all of his shots. I thought he got to his spots. He just was short on a lot of them. Oh, and also, I do want to give him credit. He made up for missing that free throw against the Clippers. He went to the line again tonight. Pistons up by 1. Went to the line, made both the free throws. Big time for him. I'm happy that he got the chance to make up for it, and he did. Big time for that. He had 13 assists, and also in 35 minutes, by the way, 35 minutes, everyone. He played over 30 minutes. Oh, my God. Dwayne Casey rode him for a little bit. Love seeing that. But in his 35 minutes, he was a team high plus 12 in the game. Team high. And that tracks the eye test, too. The team looked so good with him on the floor tonight. This was, you know, if he was able to hit a few shots, hit a little bit more, like maybe 1 more 3, a few more middies that he had taken, this was going to be up there with one of his best games of the year, because he was surgical with it the entire game. So, love seeing that from Killian Hayes. I know he didn't hit his shots, but I still think he had a damn good game. I don't think this is one of those games, well, you know, he struggled with his shot, doesn't matter what else. No, I think he was one of their best players on the floor tonight, despite that. And then also another player who was one of their best players on the floor, Jalen Duren, was absolutely fantastic the entire night. Defensively, offensively, hustling on the boards nonstop. They didn't close with them in this game. I'm going to assume some of that had to do with him being tired, because he was nonstop working on the glass. He looked tired out there at sometimes, but he was giving it his absolute all. He had 11 rebounds. How many of them were offensive? 5 of them were offensive rebounds. He was working down there. And Kevon Looney's no slouch. He's a really damn good rebounder too, along with Draymond Green. And Duren was out there just working, setting good screens too. And look, Killian gets a lot of credit for some of the lobs. Jane Ivey threw Jalen Duren a lob early in the game. But Duren gets a ton of credit for being able to finish those. He's a freak athlete. And he didn't miss a single shot in this game. He went 8 of 8 from the floor. And I don't think he ended the game with any assists. Like, he didn't have any assists. But even still, in a game where he had 0 assists, he still made multiple passes that were like, oh my God, this guy is a big guy making these reads in the short read off offensive rebounds. Jalen Duren is he's so impressive, dude. Like, I don't know what else to say. He's insanely impressive. It's crazy that the youngest player in the NBA is looking like this. 18 and 11 on 100% shooting from the floor. That's he was big time, man. He was completely big time, man. So you got big contributions from Bojan throughout the game, but also down the stretch, big time. Killian Hayes played a really damn good game outside of being able to hit his shot tonight. Really damn good game. Jalen Duren, a fantastic game from Jalen Duren. Sadiq Bey made up for at the end with his, we know his mental mistake on defense, the final possession, makes up for it down the stretch, and also hit 4 out of 10 threes. He had a nice night. Alec Burks, another guy, 4 of 8 from the floor, 2 of 3 from the three-point line, had 15 points off the bench. Sadiq and Alec Burks themselves combined for 32 bench points for the Detroit Pistons. Just there is a lot of players that contributed to this win for the Detroit Pistons, and I'm so happy that ended off with that Sadiq Bey game winner, because he needed that, but also the team needed it and the fan base needed it. So big time win, big time contributors throughout the lineup from the Detroit Pistons. Love seeing that from them. When we come back, though, we can talk a little bit about, because even still with the win, the Pistons win, even with the Sadiq Bey shot and everything else we just talked about, I still have a lot of you guys tweeting at me. I still had a lot of you guys messaging me saying, why is Jaden Ivey still not closing? Why did Jaden Ivey not close this game? So we'll talk a little bit about this at the end of this podcast. But first, I have to tell you guys about one of our sponsors, LinkedIn. As a small business owner or hiring manager, you know that success in 2023 all depends on the team members you surround yourself with. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experiences to help you achieve your goals. LinkedIn Jobs helps you quickly attract qualified candidates to your open jobs with targeting tools. They go beyond resume data by using insights from your job post, company, and their 875 million member profiles to put your post in front of the most qualified candidates. Identify the most qualified candidates at LinkedIn Jobs and connect them fast and for free. LinkedIn Jobs makes it easy to screen and rate applicants based on your job qualifications all on one platform. And what's a better way to achieve some of your goals in 2023 to start the year right than by finding the perfect candidate for your job over at LinkedIn Jobs? That's why small businesses rank LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find qualified candidates you want to talk to faster and easier. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNBA. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNBA to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Again, that's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNBA. So I want to thank you guys again for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. If you haven't already, head to the YouTube channel at Locked On Pistons, hit that subscribe button, or leave us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you are listening to this on. That's another great way to support the podcast. All right, so like I said, the Pistons won this game, obviously, and there's a lot of fun stuff to talk about, a lot of stuff to be happy about. But a lot of Pistons fans still were messaging me, a lot of Pistons fans were still tweeting me, saying, why didn't Jaden Ivey close this game out? Dwayne Casey does it again. Ivey needs to be out there. So in what feels like the daily episode, and when we talk about why did Jaden Ivey not close this game, my analysis of this one, another game where I can't be mad that Jaden Ivey did not close the game. I mean, I think it's clear what Dwayne Casey's doing. Dwayne Casey is not going to close with Jaden Ivey unless he is playing well at that time. If he's not playing well at that time, or if he's not making winning plays at that time, Dwayne Casey's going to close with Alec Burks. And I know Alec Burks and Sadiq Bey closed. I think Sadiq, looking back on it, I think Sadiq probably closed for Duren, who looked like he was tired. And then Alec Burks closed for Jaden Ivey. Alec Burks, who was 4 of 8 from the floor, 2 of 3 from deep. Sadiq Bey, who hit the game-winning three. Like, I don't know how much you can argue with that. I do want to give Jaden Ivey credit for having 5 assists and no turnovers. He was a part of that too, not turning the ball over. But he was second lowest on the team with the -3/-9. No, look, game to game plus minus can be wonky. I don't know if that, you know, is really that bad to begin with. Look, I don't think Jaden Ivey played a bad game. I don't. I thought Jaden Ivey played an okay game. He was 5 of 14 from the floor. I think he's taking way too many jumpers. He had like 4 mid-rangers tonight. I don't know why all of a sudden we're seeing him settle for middies. I really don't like that. He should be going to the rim every single time because guys can't stop him from getting to the rim and they're going to have to foul him. He got to the free throw line 4 times. He did go 1 of 4 from the free throw line. He took 4 threes, went 1 of 4 from three. I think his shot selection is what got him benched at the end of this game. He took a lot of middies. He took a really, really bad step back three in the fourth quarter of this game. And I think that was, you know, in a game where the Pistons played well throughout the game. And this is one of those games, really. This is one of those games I agree with Dwayne Casey and all those out there who are saying it's just about winning this game. This is a game they need to be focused on just winning. And maybe if you guys want to argue development helps when you're out there and you can play through your mistakes, that's fine. You can argue that. But this game, I completely agree that you have to win this game because the entire team played really well throughout this game. They moved the ball. They weren't turning the ball over. They played unselfish for one of the rare times all year. They needed to be rewarded with the win. So if that meant playing Alec Burks to end this game to make sure they got that win to feel happy about after the game, then so be it. Damn it, you have to do it. So, like, I don't know. Again, I don't think Jaden Ivey played bad. I don't think he played awful. I don't think he played necessarily good. I thought he played okay. But, look, it looks like, to me, that as long as he continues to take bad shots, Dwayne Casey's just not going to close with them. Look, and don't yell at me about this. Don't go in the comment section yelling at me. Don't come on Twitter, you know, DMing me, tweeting me. Don't come at me. I'm just the messenger, man. I'm not the coach. I'm not the one making the decision here. I'm simply telling you guys that from what we've seen over the last few weeks where he's consistently not closed with Jaden Ivey, the common denominator has been he's taking bad shots, and when he takes bad shots, Dwayne Casey's pulling them. And again, look, I've said this before. I'm kind of both ways with it, dude. Like, I understand wanting him to close games despite that and, you know, wanting him to develop and push through it. I do. And part of me agrees with it somewhat, a little bit. But Jaden Ivey, I can't be mad at Dwayne Casey at all. Like, some of the stuff Jaden Ivey does down the stretch of games and in the fourth quarter, it's just like, you can't go to Dwayne Casey and say, oh, he should play still. Like, some of them are just really bad. I don't know. It's just one of those things. And you guys know I've been critical of Dwayne Casey. I'm not one of those people who are scared to criticize Dwayne Casey. I'm one of the rare people who cover the team and will be critical of the team. But this is not one I can come on here and try to be critical of Dwayne Casey for. Jaden Ivey has to play better. Jaden Ivey has to play better, and he has to force Dwayne Casey's hand. Dwayne Casey's going to make him earn it. And right now, he's not earning it. No matter how you feel, if you think he should be playing nonetheless, Dwayne Casey has made it clear he's going to make him earn it, and he just isn't right now. So I think he could, you know, earn this trust if he would go to the basket more instead of, you know, taking these long twos and these pull-up threes. He's a freak athlete. He needs to be going to the basket consistently and drawing free throws. Again, I thought he did fine. He handled the ball well. He didn't have no turnovers tonight. But shot selection down the stretch was tough. And I think that's what got him pulled. So, and look, it got the Pistons to win. I don't think anyone can be mad about it. The Pistons needed this win. They played really well all night. So whatever it took to get a win, they got that win. And it looked like it was the right move. It was the right move for a win tonight. And no one should really – I'm kind of mad that a lot of people – not mad, but a little disappointed that people are talking about that instead of just, you know, being happy about the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys that contributed to this big-time win against Golden State at home. At their place, I should say. Not when I say at home, I mean Golden State home. So it is what it is, man. Hopefully Jaden Ivey will close the next game and he earns, you know, some of that trust with Dwayne Casey against the Spurs on Friday. But hey, man, until he does that, I can't be critical of it. I can't be critical of these decisions. But that's all I've got for you guys today. Thank you guys for making Lockdown Pistons your first listen of every single day. We're free and available on all your podcast platforms. Let me know in the comment section or over on Twitter at Cuckoo Hill how you guys feel about this game. It was a fantastic watch for me. Hit that subscribe button at the YouTube channel. Go ahead and leave us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on. And until next time, I'll see you guys later. Stay safe. Go Pistons. And peace out.